739, Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
A boom, a boom, boom. This is actually a cool life hack.
Yeah.
So you take tortillas, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I prefer corn. You can do whatever you like. But you take them. You take a muffin pan, right?
Mm-hmm. Take a muffin pan.
And you flip it over so that the, you know, where you would put in the muffin or the batter
that's
is
face
down. Right. So you have just all the bumps. You know, it's like a reversed ice tray.
Okay.
And you take those tortillas and you put them in between those bumps.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Put them in the oven now for 375 degrees. Mm-hmm. And what you have created is heaven. I just think you could put your tacos
like
then
a
in
tortilla
there. Oh, bowl. Yeah, but it's crispy.
Bowl, rather.
So it's like a taco bowl.
Oh, huh. Yeah.
Look at that. Look at how excited he gets. I like doing food life hacks because Jack really gets excited because he can't really, you're talking about it and he's going like this, right? You got to flip it over. That's too much work. And then you see the outcome and you just look at the smile on his face.
How many of those I could eat?
You know, good thing your muffin pans are pretty cheap. And you figure 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You probably get 8 or 10 out of one.
About 8 to 10. Okay, good.
There we go.
I mean, there's a snack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mine is how to get coworkers coffee like a pro. You do remember when
you drop it, right? That's how you get the fresh coffee.
All over 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I've been banned from 7-Eleven when I was trying to pay back a bet and bring both of these guys coffee.
Yeah, they had to shut down for a couple hours.
Because it just spilled everywhere. So I thought this was really great. So, you know, those drink trays can be a little unwieldy, you know? Well, you cut it in half, and then you put that in the bottom of one of those small little brown bags with the handles. You know, like a little small shopping bag. You just put one of those sides in there and you carry two drinks in there and get another bag. And so, you know, it's stabilized on the bottom, but, you know,
exactly,
it's not going to fall out.
Well, so long as you
love that.
As long as you don't spill it on its movement from there to the there.
That's true.
But I think that would take care of a lot of problems. You hate having bread ends.
I love the ends.
Jack was talking about cutting the ends off of his peanut butter sandwich.
No, that's
like
the crust.
Boy.
That's the crust. You're talking about like the butt ends, end of the bread. Yeah, I like taking the two ends and making like a meat pie out of it.
Well, the thing is, turn the outward sides inward and make a sandwich. It's perfect for little kids. They don't know the difference.
Oh, look at you. And you know what?
Instead of throwing it out there, you just...
Jack would probably fool
out?
You too.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want an end sandwich. Huh. Ooh, look, it's a sandwich.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's a sandwich.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.